Hey, I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished but Cult. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like rambling than revival, you're in the right place. So let's be honest, some of us have gotten real good at being the kind of Christian that makes people comfortable. We're polite enough not to offend, quiet enough not to stand out, relevant enough to blend in, and we've managed to convince ourselves that this is what it means to be a light in the world. But Jesus didn't say, blend in and be chill. He said, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. 1 John 3, verse 13. Not tolerate, not gently disagree with, hate. So if the world's perfectly fine with our version of Christianity, something's off. Because the real gospel has always been offensive. It cuts deep. It calls out sin. It demands surrender. And it absolutely will not let you keep your crown when you're called to carry a cross. So, we've developed a form of Christianity that is palatable but powerless. We're cool with Jesus as long as he doesn't mess with our schedule, confront our sin, or make us look weird in front of our friends. We'll repost a Bible verse if it's aesthetic. We'll drop a bless you in the group chat. We'll even add a little cross in the bio. Just a small enough that no one gets offended, but big enough to keep our good girl, good guy rep. But we're not crucified. We're just curated. We're image managers in the age of applause, and as long as the crowd claps, we assume we're doing something right. But here's the kicker. They clapped for Jesus on Sunday and crucified him by Friday. So if the world loves your version of Jesus, he might not be the real one. Christian enough to be invited to the brunch table, but not crucified enough to stand when everyone else sits down. We say we follow Christ, but half the time we're just following the vibe. We're allergic to offense. We panic at confrontation. We crave affirmation more than we crave transformation. You don't get to carry the gospel and be universally light. You don't get to live holy and stay trendy. You don't get to walk narrow and please everybody. Jesus said, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. Luke 6, verse 26. Let that sit. If your Christianity never stirs discomfort in a room, you're not living crucified. You're just living curated. The gospel offends before it saves. It pierces before it heals. It calls you out before it calls you home. Here's the truth most churches won't say on a Sunday. You can live your whole life being Christian enough to win approval from both your church friends and your secular followers and still stand before God and hear, depart from me. You can post scriptures and still serve yourself. You can lead a Bible study and still live in sin. You can memorize verses and still miss the voice of God entirely. Because he's not impressed by your highlight reel. He's looking for a crucified life. He's not scanning your Sunday selfies. He's weighing your heart on the scale of eternity. So let's talk about this obsession with being relatable. There's this pressure to be the cool Christian, the kind that goes viral for being raw, honest, and edgy. But never too holy, never too bold, never too convicting. So we swap sanctification for sarcasm. We swap holiness for humor. We swap obedience for optics. And we do it all in Jesus' name, thinking we're reaching the lost, when really, we're just afraid to be rejected. You don't win the world by looking like it. You win the world by dying to it. Let's say it plain. You weren't called to fit in. You were called to stand out. If your life doesn't confuse some people, if your convictions never offend anyone, if your boundaries never cause tension, you're probably not walking the narrow road. You're probably just decorating the broad one. Being a Christian isn't about avoiding drama or walking on eggshells so no one feels bad. It's about walking so closely with Christ that people either want what you have or they want you to leave. And that's okay. You're not supposed to be universally palatable. You're supposed to be salt. Ye are the salt of the earth. Matthew 5, verse 13. And salt stings. Salt preserves. Salt doesn't blend in. It stands out. Here's the gut punch. If the devil can't make you fall, he'll make you blend. If he can't tempt you to rebel, he'll train you to remain quiet. If he can't pull you into sin, he'll push you into silence. Because a silent Christian is no threat. And a comfortable Christian is no help. The early church didn't grow because they were relevant. They grew because they were radical. They spoke truth in the face of death. They didn't water it down. They didn't negotiate it. They preached Christ crucified, even when it cost them everything. And today, we're scared of a few unfollows. Let me ask you something real. If Christianity was illegal tomorrow, would there be enough evidence in your life to convict you? Would your coworkers be surprised? Would your social media still look the same? Would your schedule change? Your habits? Your priorities? Or would everything continue exactly as it is? Because truthfully, you've just been Christian enough to be liked, not hated. The crucified life is not aesthetic. It's not trendy. It's not popular. It's not something you can sprinkle into your routine like collagen powder in a smoothie. The crucified life means letting the old you die, not get a makeover. Not a rebrand, not a glow up, a funeral. And that's the part we don't post about. We post the testimonies, not the tears. We post the mountaintop, not the moment we were on the floor repenting. We post the worship nights, not the war zones in our minds where God tore down our idols. But that's where the power is. Not in being liked, but in being dead to self and alive in Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Galatians 2, verse 20. So no, I don't want to be Christian enough to get invited to all the things. I want to be crucified enough to make hell nervous when I wake up. I want to be holy enough to grieve the world and make it question its own darkness. I want to be bold enough to preach the gospel without wrapping it in a bow. I want to be obedient enough to get unfollowed, uninvited, misunderstood, and still stand. Because Jesus didn't die for my comfort. He died for my soul. And he's not coming back for a curated bride. He's coming back for a crucified one. The Christian life isn't about being liked. It's about being lit up with holy fire, enough to burn off the world's expectations, enough to offend sin, and enough to stand when no one else will. So stop. Stop trying to look saved. Start living crucified. Until next time.